now on Radio 4. Word of mouth. This week, Michael Rosen learns about slaves, students and secret writing as he takes a tour around the mysterious art of shorthand.
Have you ever wondered how fast you talk? Are you lightning quick like John Hunt here at Aintree? Or are you more of a plodder, like this familiar Radio 4 voice?
I'm known, as far as I'm known, as the grandson of a famous grandfather, as a cook, as a politician, or should I say a member of parliament, as a sometime presenter of a dog food commercial, which I now wish I hadn't done.
The late Sir Clement Freud. Most of us speak at about 180 words per minute and can only write legibly at about 40. So how do we bridge that gap? Well, one solution is shorthand, and that's the subject of this week's programme. It's an art that's had hundreds of guises, from stenography to brachigraphy and from tachygraphy to T-line. We'll be taking a tour around some of the most influential systems, and our journey will end with this amazing recording of Sir Isaac Pitman himself speaking in 1891.
By means of phonography and by the discovery of some of the latent powers of nature, we are taking hold of the link that joins this natural world to the world of causes, the spiritual world.
But first, it turns out that the producer of this programme, Luke Hollands, knows how to write shorthand. And here's why.
When I finished university, I really didn't know what to do with my life. I had a fairly useless degree in politics.
Order, order.
And a pile of debt. All I knew was I wanted to do something interesting. That's when I settled on a career in journalism. That sounded fun. Writing up scoops in a busy newsroom where people shout,
"Hold the front page!"
and jetting off to far-flung places. So when I enrolled on a journalism course in Sheffield, I was a bit put out to find it involved hours and hours and hours of shorthand lessons.
Hadn't they ever heard of dictaphones?
It turns out they had, but as I was told over and over again, you can't take a dictaphone into a courtroom. But there are other reasons why journalists spend so much time learning shorthand. And who better to explain why than David Holmes, the guy that ran my course.
Even if you can record electronically, there are times when it might be canny as a reporter just to use shorthand instead. Sometimes it's far better just to be discreetly writing things in a notebook than to whip out a microphone and invite somebody to do an interview, because that can make them very, very nervous, and it can make them realise that the journalist is actually going to use what they're saying. The thing with shorthand is it's not really an intellectual skill or an academic process. It's a mechanical skill. You're kind of unplumbing the brain, which has been taught from an early age to associate writing with the conventional written alphabet. And you're forcing it to think in a completely different way, to associate the words that we hear through our ears with a weird set of hieroglyphics. And it takes time for the brain. Now, initially, I think the brain is resistant, and you've got to force it to plumb in these new processes. And unfortunately, that only comes with doing it again and again and again and again, until you can not only do it, but you can do it quickly.
I would like to welcome you all here today to the launch of the largest ever brown hair counting scheme.
The person who drilled me again and again and again was Kay Carl.
I teach T-line shorthand. I started my teaching career teaching Pitman for many years, and then I moved on to T-line. And T-line is easier to learn because it is based on the alphabet. Each letter has a shorthand symbol. It's an abbreviated way of writing, whereas Pitman is based on rules and symbols. When I learned Pitman, it took me a year to get up to 60 words a minute because it is much longer. So T-line is much better for journalists and for students these days.
And how did you feel when you were learning shorthand?
I didn't like shorthand at all until suddenly, probably about three-quarters of the way through the first year, it suddenly clicked. And from then I started moving forward.